One was in America's second largest school district in Los Angeles, California. After getting what a school official called an electronic threat, the superintendent of the LA Unified School District canceled all classes yesterday. It impacted more than 640,000 students in more than 900 schools. A similar threat was made yesterday in the nation's largest school district in New York City. Officials there called that threat a hoax and kept school in session for more than a million students. No one was hurt in either system as a result of the threats. Some people criticized the LA superintendent for overreacting, while others said he did the right thing. The district gets threats all the time, but while officials in New York called their threat generic and outlandish, those in LA called theirs rare. And after the December 2nd terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California, which is 60 miles away from Los Angeles, LA officials said they were taking no chances.
Based on past circumstances, I could not take the chance as it relates to one student or our staff that serve our students.
Americans convicted of making bomb threats to schools can get prison sentences as long as 10 years. Most states allow minors to be tried as adults, and other penalties can include school suspension. Our series looking back on some of the top stories of 2015 continues right now. Today's focus, as promised, U.S. politics. There's a presidential election next year. You might have heard something about it. There'll be one nominee from each major party on the ballot. Currently, for the Democrats, three people are seeking the party nomination. Three have withdrawn from the race. For the Republicans, 14 people are seeking the party nomination. Three have withdrawn from that race. Now, for a sense of why the campaign season has been so closely watched, here's Mary Maloney.